In Indonesia, relief workers have expressed concern about the new restrictions imposed yesterday on their travel outside of the two main cities of Aceh province. That's the region most devastated by last month's tsunami. The UN has asked the Indonesian government for clarification. A relief organization, Doctors Without Borders, is threatening to leave the country if the rules are strictly enforced. In the areas that are accessible to journalists and aid workers, survivors have started to rebuild. NPR's Adam Davidson reports from Banda Aceh.
Before the disaster, Banda Aceh had a thriving downtown shopping district. Large shopping centers offered everything a consumer could want. Electronics, clothes, video games, but those stores are now rubble. Nusajaya, an inland neighborhood, has become the city's new main shopping district. The shops here are mostly small, family-run businesses. A coffee shop on Tengku Sulaiman Daud Street plays Achenese love ballads. And next door, Irwin is only now opening his computer shop that was damaged by the massive earthquake that spawned the tsunami.
My business right now is not doing well. Oh, today is my first day opening the store. Every people right now just think about food and other equipments for life. They don't think about electronics like computer. I think maybe my business will run well maybe 3 months later.
Some of his glass display cases are cracked. There's debris all over the floor. Today, he sold a few computer parts to some old customers and one desktop computer to the local education authority. But, he says, he's thinking of shutting his doors again until it's possible to make a profit. Local supermarket chain Pantipirak's Nusajaya branch reopened right after the catastrophe.
For the first day, selling the best is instant noodle, fish in a can, mineral water, rice and milk for the children. The second day will be shampoo, toothbrush, laundry one, cleaning for the floor, and some cosmetic. And third day now, for the lady, they're looking for underwear, bra, and then the children for our pampers, this kind of stuff.
Faisal, 28, runs the store that his father started. The family owned three major shopping centers, now gone. They only have this branch, the smallest, left. He estimates they lost at least 50 billion rupiahs, almost $6 million. But, he says, the family made its most ambitious plans ever, right after the destruction.
After the tsunami.
When did you plan? Did you sit with your family?
Yeah, we sat with family. We talked at night. We optimist, ambitious to get back as soon as possible in 2 years' time.
The family already identified land for two new shopping centers. One will be five stories high, the biggest ever here. They'll also build a hotel in a city that no longer has any. Faisal says that ironically, the tsunami might be the best thing that ever happened to Achenese business people. The province has been closed to foreigners and foreign investment for years because of a civil war between Achenese separatists and the Indonesian government. Suddenly, there are more than 1,000 foreigners here, mostly aid workers, and he keeps hearing that other countries will help rebuild the province. Faisal has a degree in marketing and says he's ready to become Aceh's biggest businessman.
If my father have four supermarket retire here in Banda Aceh, I hope I can be double and be 8 or 10. So it's not only focus on Banda Aceh, I can focus other side of Aceh area. That's my own plan.
To be better than your father?
Yes.
Many Achenese are still solely focused on basic food and shelter. Most local banks were damaged, and many loan officers, the people who could finance a deal, are dead. But, Faisal says, in 2 years, his business and Aceh province could be better off than they were before the waves came. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.